My guests in the studio, Jackie Hardaway from Dawson Art Sisters, and also Nick Martin from Ubiquity, talking about the business awards. Let's start with Jackie. Jackie, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Peter.
You're an old hand at this, so you've been here a few times before, haven't you?
I have indeed, yes.
Dawson Art Sisters, well known in the town. Probably don't need to give you guys much introduction, really, do we?
Not really. Because
you're pretty well known. Pretty well known out
there. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Let's say good morning to Nick. Nick, welcome.
Morning, Peter.
Your first time here, I believe.
Yes, it is. Yeah, first time on the radio.
Good to have you here. Ubiquity. Just tell us a little bit about Ubiquity.
Of course. So we're a digital marketing agency based just outside of Uckfield. We help businesses locally and a bit further afield to set up their website, social media accounts, and then help them to promote themselves online and sort of platform themselves.
How long have you been around, Nick?
It's coming up to 3 years now, so we're a relatively new business.
So you just got started, got a year in, yeah. And then COVID hit.
Yes, yeah. I guess you could say unfortunate timing, but it's a good learning curve for us. I guess it's always good to be thrown in at the deep end, as they say.
You certainly were. I've got to say, actually, the name Ubiquity, what a great name for an organisation.
Thank you.
I looked it up. The fact that something or someone seems to be everywhere. Is that,
yes.
Is that where you come from?
Well, yeah, hopefully, if we do a good job, our clients can kind of get found from anywhere or across all devices. So
fantastic.
That's kind of where the idea came from.
Okay, let's talk about the business awards then. So, Jackie, what's the category that you're sponsoring this year?
We are sponsoring this year Best Family Business. So I think that's a new category. I don't think that's been there before. So that's very exciting because, we have, I think you've got Best Business, etc. But there is something quite unique about a family business. It's very different. Challenging in good ways and more challenging ways than just running a business with someone else. So
sure.
So it's I'm excited to see the challenges and how families are actually facing these.
Was it the fact that it's a new award? Was that what attracted you to want to sponsor this one this year?
Yes, it was. I mean, we have sponsored the business awards since the beginning, and usually we do the retailer of the year. So it was nice to have to change and to actually look at a new award. My husband actually has a family business, so I'm quite, I know the challenges that are there as well, over and above a normal business.
Yeah. Okay, great award to sponsor. And Nick, what category are you sponsoring?
B2B business, so business to business award. For us, I mean, obviously we work closely with other businesses, and I think that there's quite a lot of work that goes on maybe behind the scenes that people don't necessarily know about.
In a couple of sentences, for those who don't know, can you explain what business to business means?
Yeah, of course. So it's effectively where businesses are working directly with other businesses, whether that's delivering services for them or sometimes working in partnership as opposed to sort of, I guess, public-facing businesses. Yeah.
Okay. So sponsoring this award this year then, Nick, the nominations are coming in. I think they're actually close to the nominations. What are you going to be looking for when you're looking to sort of judge this?
I think for us, it's about the sort of little things that businesses do behind the scenes when they're working with other businesses. So it's the kind of going above and beyond to maintain those relationships and to provide, great services to them, I guess, for a long period of time. I think it's sometimes you can judge that by the length of time two businesses have been working together or services have been provided to them. And other times it could just be a period of time or an instance where they've gone above and beyond to provide something different or to help them in a unique way.
Because for any sort of business, customer service is obviously an important factor. Mm. But is that a bit different when you're talking business to business, do you think?
I think so, to a degree, because I suppose when you're working directly with other businesses, you can be a bit more, you can have to help each other in different ways that you might not have to sort of when you're talking to a public person.
Yeah, so that is a little bit different to that, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's going to be quite an interesting one for you to judge, I should think. Mm. Okay. Mm. So Jackie, how about yourselves? So judging a family business.
Yes.
So tell me, how are you going to do that? What are you going to be looking for?
Well, I think, you've got the usual things when you're running a business. So we're looking for, how do they give great customer service and what innovation, et cetera, et cetera. But as Nick says, there are unique parts to this as well in that, how did the business come about in the first place? How are they providing for succession in the family? What are the family dynamics and what does that add to the business and perhaps the customer service? It is a unique aspect of running a business when you're running it with either your children, your parents, your sister, your brother, that sort of thing. And I really would like to just see how people are dealing with those additional challenges.
You could open a bit of a tinderbox, depending on what you look for.
Families, lovely.
that could really really quite a challenging one, I should think.
Yes, yes.
All right. Is there anything else particularly you're looking for, do you think, in that award, besides sort of the family dynamics and the bits and pieces? Is the size of the business important to you?
No,
here at
not
all?
At all. Not at all.
So it could be just a husband and wife team, or it could be a 20, 30 people organisation run by a family.
And it's always when you're sponsoring the business awards, it is so lovely to see all these businesses, new, old, big, small, and you learn so much, funnily enough. You learn so much about not only what is available in Uckfield and the surrounding towns, but also how these people have overcome the challenges, whether it's the pandemic or whatever, in any business, in whatever they're doing. And it's I feel that sometimes when I'm judging these, I feel like, they could all be winners. Well, they are all winners, quite honestly. Yeah. And it's really, really difficult. So it's just, I think what I'm looking for is probably the unexpected. I want to see something a little bit different. I want to feel like I understand and the path that they have they've taken and where they're going and why.
And of course, for both of you and for everybody, this is quite special this year because it's the first one for 4 years, isn't
it?
Yes,
it is. Mm.
I think that, as you're saying, that although it's great to win, I think actually the entering and the nomination process itself is a great thing to do because I think often we don't have the time to sort of step back and look at what we've been doing and how far we've come and the achievements we've made as a business and the team that are working within it. So regardless of whether a business wins or not, I think it's just a great thing to do to take a step back and think, right, what have we done over these last few years that can really highlight our successes?
Yeah. I think it's going to be special, isn't it, for you both, because of all businesses, because of what we've come through.
I think it's a celebration of everything that everyone has come through. So, as Nick says, if you're entering the awards, you're celebrating your own success that you're still here. Mm. It's all about survival in my eyes.
Yeah.
We are all still here, which is great. Mm. That's really, really important. And I think to celebrate it, to take a step back and just acknowledge, we just got through a two-year pandemic, which actually isn't over yet. Fantastic.
So let me close by just asking you, how are you both finding business now that we have moved to the other side of the pandemic? It's not over yet, but for most people, things are returning to some sense normality. I mean, Jackie, from your business, how are you finding that people are reacting to that? Are they getting back to things now and getting back to normality?
Yeah, it is refreshing, but it's also really hard work because all the things that you put in place for the pandemic worked because we're still here. Hmm. But as you can see from the airlines and things, that they're now suffering with the new normal because they didn't expect everyone to want to go abroad. And the housing market in what we do, obviously the conveyancing and stuff, has just never dropped. I mean, it is booming out there still, which is absolutely fantastic and has helped us ride this
fantastic
storm. Yeah, so it is good.
How about yourself, Nick? How have you found it from Ubiquity's point of view?
Well, I mean, when obviously lockdowns happened and things, a lot of businesses, I think, looked online. They looked to branch out, I suppose, and they wanted to be found in other ways. So that carried on throughout and hasn't really slowed down. I think people have maybe had a bit of a taste of the online world, where maybe they had shied away from it, or just, you know, it wasn't for them, and obviously circumstances have meant that they needed to go down that road. So I think people are it's picking back up, and but it's maintaining the same sort of level as it has been. So, yeah, things are looking good.
Thank you both for coming in today. Good luck with your judging of your various awards. Jackie Hadaway from Dawson Hearts, sponsoring the best family business. Good luck with that, Jackie.
Thank
and thank
you, very
you for
much, Peter.
Once again sponsoring these awards, as you have done for many, many years.
Thank you.
Nick from Ubiquity, sponsoring the Best Business Award. Thank you for the sponsorship.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me on.
And wish you both the best of luck in the judging, and hope things will go forward for you positively in the future. And see you at the Business Awards on the 29th of September.
Indeed.
Jackie and Nick, thank you very much.